Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And today, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on the second chakra with you. So if you're interested today, and if you don't want to work on your second chakra and clear that space, then you don't have to listen. You can just turn the show off. But if it sounds like fun, then go ahead and join me. And what we're going to do, we're going to look at the energy of the second chakra. And this is called the sacral chakra. It's located between your belly button and your private parts. So for women and men, that area in between your belly button and your private parts. And the energy of the second chakra is orange. And the energy of it and the force of it has to do with your money flows, your creativity flows, and your sexual energy. So as you awaken as a human being, I want to say it's like your birthright, or in a cleared space, in that space, you can be very turned on in your money, creativity, and sexual energy. And this can be true for your entire life. So it doesn't go away when you age, or it can actually quicken when you age. Some people become millionaires starting at age 55. You know, the guy that started Kentucky Fried Chicken started late. And there's a lot of family foundations that are built by people who didn't even get started in their investing until their 50s. So this energy in that second chakra, creativity, money, and sex, you can awaken it at any point. And as you keep awakening it, and as you keep stirring it up and asking it to be even more creative and bring you more money and have more good sexual energy running through your body, more Kundalini waking you up, this is going to turn on other people. And when I first started becoming aware of the turning on energy, I always thought that it was always like male, female. I always broke it down into gender, like females would turn on men and men would turn on women. But actually, guys can turn on guys and women can be turned on by women, because life force is really gender neutral. Like, it's got gender, and gender is a good thing. And of course, we couldn't reproduce without gender, so hallelujah for gender. And at the same time, being turned on and turned up is not really relevant to what gender you are. And how much you turn people on is also not really relevant to what gender you are. So you can turn on a very heterosexual, same-sex person. If you're turned on high, they can just be near you and start sensing that vibrational ecstasy, that sense of turned on. And then here's the thing. Some people don't like it. Like, they don't want to feel turned on. Like, they're scared of that energy, or they're mad at themselves for getting, you know, excited in their body when they're near your body. So some people will turn off from you and you think, oh, what did I do to piss them off? Or how did I make them angry? But they just can't. When they're too close to you, they get too turned on by you. And, you know, I got present to this. I was on the phone with one of my clients, and she was an author that I represented. And she said, you know, you're just so sexual, Erica. And I was talking to her. I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, she's an author and I'm an author, and we lived in different states, and I published her works. Like, I couldn't fathom what she meant by that. And as I grew up a little bit in energy and learned a lot more about the chakras and how energy and life force works, I could see what was going on, because my turned onness scared her a lot. Like, she just wasn't ready to be around it. She was making some other choices, and she was toning herself down and pulling herself back and pretzeling herself for her family at the time. And she's no longer doing that, but it was very interesting how she got aware to being nervous around me, and it had to do with what she perceived to be my turn onness about life. And I have a really funny story about that too. I'm just going to tell you guys because I love this. So for any of you who know me, I don't do drugs at all. So I'm just, I'm not perfect and I have lots of flaws and things that I do, but I'm quite clean as far as, you know, drug testing or whatever. I mean, not that anyone ever does, but if you did, you'd never find anything interesting there except maybe vitamin C. And sometimes I take focus energy, I take focus products sometimes, but I haven't done drugs in many years. And so we showed up to the movers the other morning and I was so excited because I've been wanting my new house for so long, and I was moving my stuff out of storage, which was such a joyful feeling. I was so excited about it. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how excited. I was just so bouncing off the walls excited. And so we show up to the moving place and there's these two movers waiting there and my kids are with me. It's the dog days of summer, the last days of summer. And they said to my kids, "Is your mom high?" And my daughter goes, "No, she's just a happy person." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I thought that was funny." I'm still laughing about that. So I don't think they were ready for my level of calibrated energy. And the funny thing is just that being around other people who are excited about life, you're going to feel that sense of kinship with them. And I encourage you to just find other people that are turned on, turned up, and keep turning it up. And really don't sit there and let someone else decide how amped up you should be in your own space. So heading back into that second chakra space, when you turn it on and turn it up, it's going to free you up to create more and be more and have more. So then after that, you might want to put into practice some disciplines and structures and steps that you can take each day to move forward along your journey. Because as you free the space up, you will have more capacity to get more done. And you'll also, on the kind of negative, as all these really positive things start showing up, there's going to be things that you may not want to do anymore. And so you have to really pay attention to your energy and see where it's going to take you next. And sometimes what happens, like in a job situation, is you may find yourself, when you get too turned up, too creative, you free up too much, you let go of too much baggage, you're just a more fun person to be around. You may have upset the apple cart of dynamics with the people in your life. And then you may find that you can help them bring them around. So like with my kids, I help bring their energy up and I help work with them and clear some of their blockages so that they can be a little bit more joyful. Some of them are naturally joyful. I have a couple kids, but I work with them through that so that we can all be living in the same house in harmony. And it's not always easy, but in an office environment, you may find that you have to change, and it's not always pleasant. So, whoo, baby, good luck with all of this. I have more on second chakra clearing at energyclearingforlife.com. If you search around on my site, I have a whole webinar on clearing the second chakra. It's complimentary and it's already recorded. You can just go and listen to that and reach out if you'd like some more help with this. Thank you so much. It's Erica, energyclearingforlife@gmail.com, and have a most amazing